There are negative habits that we can slip into that stop us from living the life that we deserve. And one of those is complaining and blaming chronically. In today's episode, I'm going to give you examples of what blaming and complaining looks like. I'm going to share with you why it's bad for you, why you do it, and most importantly, I'm going to share with you tips so you can stop complaining and blaming and live the life that you deserve. I'm Sam McCall, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of A Higher Branch, and a special welcome to all our new listeners. We're getting many new listeners per week, and if you haven't already done so, hit that subscribe button and the notifications icon because I don't want you to miss any future episodes that are coming up. And on that note, I just want to thank everyone for their support, their emails, the questions that they are sending. I'm completely humbled, and just helps me stay inspired and keep producing these episodes for you. I always produce these episodes with the utmost of respect for your time and love for your potential. And I don't just say that, I really mean it. That's just my lens. So let's dive right in. Let's look at complaining and blaming. So what does that look like? I'll give you some examples in the eight areas of life. And if you are new to our podcast, the eight areas of life fill eight fundamental human needs. And they are health for energy, love for intimacy, family for support, work for fulfillment, friendship for belonging, learning for growth, wealth for freedom, and lastly, charity for contribution. So what does complaining look like in those eight areas? And I'll give you a few examples. When it comes to your health, the common complaints, it could be negative self-talk or stuff that we actually verbalize out loud to the people in our life is, I have no time. I don't get enough sleep. It's in my genes. Let's look at, say, in the area of love. My partner's always too busy for me. My partner's not considerate enough. My partner doesn't think of me enough or do enough for me. Let's look at work. My boss does not like me or does not acknowledge my good work. Let's look at wealth. Interest rates keep going up. That's one that I hear about most recently. And I often stop people and say, stop worrying about your expenses column. Just focus on making more income. So I'm going to get to the solution for all of these things. But for now, that's what complaining looks like. Or I don't have enough money is a common complaint. Or I don't have enough capital for those of you who are looking to start their own business. In the area of friendship, it's I don't have enough friends or my friends don't invite me out. In the area of learning, I don't have time to learn new things and attend conferences or do courses. In the area of family, the common complaint I hear is, oh, my parents messed me up. And you could think of other things that you probably complain about both internally and externally. I've just given you a few examples from my own self-experience over the years and from the people that I've coached. But let's go into why is it bad? Why is it bad to complain? Because a lot of people in my keynote sometimes come up to me and say, well, what's wrong with complaining? Because when you complain, then shit gets done. Well, I'll give you a few reasons why it's bad. The first reason why it's bad is that it wastes your time and your energy, two of your most valuable resources. Number two, you relinquish control when you start complaining and blaming. In my work, I tell my managers, true leadership is about taking ownership of things. So don't blame, don't complain, take ownership of it and focus on the solution. So that's another reason. When you relinquish control, you actually send a message to everyone that you're a follower, not a leader. And it sends a signal that you're not the person to turn to when things go wrong. The third reason why it's bad is that it's bad for your health. When you are complaining and blaming, you literally put yourself in a state of fight or flight. And that raises cortisol, adrenaline. Then there's a cascade of negative impact on your health, poor digestion, poor quality sleep. The fourth and probably the most important reason to motivate you to stop complaining and blaming is that the honest truth is that people are going to start avoiding you. Now, I'm one of those people that will actually avoid others if they're constantly blaming and complaining. I truly believe that our average drops when we hang out with people who are always complaining and blaming. So now let's look at why we do it. Why do we blame and complain? And I like to give you the reasons why, just to make you realize, so you don't dump on yourself and appreciate that us humans, we have negative tendencies, and this is one of them. And by knowing why we do it, it puts you in control. And that way, by identifying the trigger, you can actually stop yourself. Let me give you four reasons why we do it. Number one is we follow what I call the two imposters in life, taking what we have for granted and focusing on what we don't have. So I'm going to repeat that, right? Taking what we have for granted in our life and focusing on what we don't have, meaning that we are living in a constant state of unhappiness with our current circumstances. When you're always focusing on what you don't have, then you take what you have for granted, and that includes the people in your life. And so when you're in that state, it puts you in that negative mindset of continuously blaming and complaining. The second reason is that you're not meeting your eight fundamental human needs. Now, I said earlier that one of the frameworks of a higher branch is the eight areas of life. And you've heard me talk about it in previous episodes. If you are watching this on YouTube, we'll flash it up on the screen right now. And if you are listening to this on the podcast, head over to our YouTube channel. But when you're not meeting your eight fundamental human needs, you build up resentment for life subconsciously. So if you don't have high energy, if you don't have intimacy in your life, and if you don't have unconditional love and support from your family, if you're not feeling fulfilled at work, if you are not learning, constantly growing, if you don't feel like you belong to a friendship group, if you don't feel like you have freedom, financial freedom in your life, if you don't feel like you don't have a contribution that humanity values or the people in your life value, then you're going to slip into this state of blaming and complaining. Okay, now let's look at the third reason why we do it, why we blame and complain. And it could be that it's just a family habit. So you could have been raised in a family where everyone did it, especially if you have multiple siblings, brothers and sisters, and the only way you actually got attention from your parents is to blame and complain. It reminds me of a great book written by Dr. Guy Winch called The Squeaky Wheel. And the whole book is really about blaming and complaining and what to do about it. And it's about the concept that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. In other words, the people who complain the most get the most attention. So if you're raised in a family environment or even in a work environment where, you know, complaining and blaming is rewarded, you need to get out or you need to change that habit. Okay, the fourth reason why you could be doing it, and this is a little bit deep, and I'm going to not go into it because if it is something that you're suffering from, then you should really seek therapy. And that is if you're depressed. Depressed people are often blaming and complaining, and then they get caught in this negative loop. When you're constantly blaming and complaining, you're making yourself more and more depressed. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? As I said, that's something for you to cover in therapy. So now, let's look at what to do about it, what to do to actually stop yourself from blaming and complaining. Okay, my number one rule when it comes to blaming and complaining is never complain to anyone that cannot do anything about it. Now, I say this a lot in my work environment. So when I catch someone in the office complaining or blaming, if they come into my office and complain or blame, and if you're a parent and you have a child that comes to you blaming and complaining, ask them, can anyone do something about it? And if the answer is no, then you need to stop. You need to stop yourself and say, well, actually, what I'm complaining about, it's done. It's over. No one can do anything about it. You know, a very common one is that you're cut off in traffic. And then you get to work and you start telling everyone about it. And the thing is, nobody can do anything about it. So if you're blaming and you're complaining to someone that's just listening to you out of courtesy and they can't do anything about it, as I said, they're going to avoid you in the future if that's a common thing that you do. And most importantly, you're wasting your time. So you need to follow that rule. Okay, remind yourself, if what you're complaining about cannot be fixed by anyone, just don't do it. The second thing you should do is to catch yourself doing it, being mindful. And that's why I always preach meditation. I always talk about bookending your day with the three daily rituals of movement, meditation, and journaling. Because when you bookend your day with those three rituals, then whatever happens to you in the middle of the day, you're more mindful of. It's just the way it works. Meditation helps you be more mindful. And by catching yourself doing it, even if you start the sentence, right? I've started a sentence and thought to myself, whoa, I'm now stepping into this negative state of complaining and blaming. So step two is catch yourself, right? Step three, and very powerful, is you got to slip into a state of gratitude. So whenever I catch myself slipping into the state of complaining and blaming, and I say, Sam, step into gratitude. List all the things that you are grateful for in life. And I have all the high-level things that I'm grateful for in life in my gratitude, in my journal, which I carry with me everywhere. And it's the Higher Branch journal. You'll see the outline of the tree there. And that's available, by the way, for purchase on ahigherbranch.com. So I have a journal for every year, and the front page is dedicated to all the things that I'm grateful for in life at a high level, right? My family, my clients, my qualities, whatever they are. I go through the eight areas of life and list the things that I'm grateful for. But here's the thing, there is a much more powerful way to practice gratitude, and I call it the 1% rule, okay? And sure, if I write all the things that I'm grateful for and I read it every day, say it takes me 10 minutes to go through the list of things that I'm grateful for in my whole life, that's 10 minutes in the day, that represents about 1% of your day. The question is, what is going through your heart and mind for the other 99% of the day? If you're following those two imposters that I talked about earlier, throughout your day, you know, taking what you have for granted and focusing on what you don't have continuously, then you're going to slip into a state of complaining and blaming. So by slipping into a state of gratitude, situational gratitude throughout the whole day, you will never, I promise you, you will never slip into that state of blaming and complaining. Because the flip side of blaming and complaining is a lack of gratitude. But if you're in a constant state of gratitude, you're impenetrable to negativity. So what does situational gratitude look like? And you've heard me say this before, and hey, I might repeat a lot of things on this podcast, but these are the same things that I repeat to myself every day. Just because I repeat them, it does not mean that you don't need to hear them again. In fact, the more and more you hear them, the more they become entrenched into your heart and mind. So situational gratitude for me is, okay, in this state right now, I'm sitting in the podcast studio. I have my producer in here, Taylor. I have my director, Hugo, and I'm grateful that they're in the room guiding me. I'm grateful for the technology that's in this room, the technology that was developed by someone. I'm grateful for the person that sold this technology. I'm grateful for the, remember, this technology 10 years ago was not accessible by the ordinary person. So you see, these are just examples on the fly. If you are in a constant state of gratitude for all the little things, then, as I said, you become impenetrable. Okay, what's the next thing that you can do to avoid complaining and blaming is you need to interrupt the habit. So when you find yourself being pulled irresistibly to complaining and blaming, and sometimes that pull is so strong, it's like a magnet. You know what I do? I interrupt it by going for a walk. So I might excuse myself and say, hey guys, I'm going for a walk, because I can feel myself getting to that point. You know, when you start complaining and blaming, it's because you're slipping into this state of anger, right? And I'll be honest, we all go into that state because you're angry about something and you want to complain. So anger usually precedes complaining, right? Break the habit, go for a walk. Put music on, put your headphones on. I know I have some family members who love doing that. They listen to their favorite music. And so that's what I'll do. I'll plug in, go for a walk. 10 minutes later, I come back. It's like magic. I've interrupted the habit. So that's one thing that you can do. And lastly, I mentioned this earlier, is the best thing that you can do when bad things happen and everyone is complaining and blaming around you is take responsibility for it and say, you know what? Let's do something about it. I mentioned earlier that if nobody can do something about it, then don't complain, right? But if you take responsibility and actually do something about it yourself, that's completely eliminating, neutralizing, dissipating any blame or complaining that might be going on in other people's heads in the room with you. It's very powerful when you take responsibility for something and say, you know what, we can do something about it and here's what we're going to do. Or, no, we can't do anything about it. It's happened, but this is what we've learned from it. Okay, thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it's given you some food for thought. And I hope it hasn't been too confrontational. As I said, it's something that all humans on this planet can indulge in. And really, it's something that I've indulged with in the past. And that's why the tips and techniques that I've shared with you are the ones that I personally live by. And let me tell you, there is so much more possibility and potential in your life when you're not stuck wasting your time and energy on complaining and blaming. So I hope the tips that I've shared with you really will help you to avoid it in the future. Okay, thank you again for listening. If you know someone that would benefit, I know people in my life that would benefit from listening to this episode, and please share it with them, because I truly believe when, you know, we share, put good things out into the world, and let's face it, we only share it because we care for the people in our life. And I only share it with people, and why I produce this podcast is I do it not out of judgment or not confrontation. It is challenging, but it's really to help improve your life. So if you know someone that would benefit from listening to this, please share it with them. But if you feel a little bit awkward about sharing with them privately, then do so publicly by posting it on social media. Tag me in it. I do listen to your comments. And if you have questions, please send us a direct message on Instagram. I'm SamMcCool_AHB, and on all other social media it's SamMcCool, including we're on YouTube as well. We are known as A Higher Branch. Okay. Thank you again for listening to today's episode. I'm going to leave you with the same message as I leave you with every week, and that is, every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to start a new life. On that note, I hope you have a great day, and as always, live consciously, my friends.